I think we've always tried to create that atmosphere since we've been here, and results do make it easier sometimes, but there's a fine line between complacent and being focused on what you need to do, and that's what we certainly are. We've got 13 games to go, and 13 big games to go, and we will approach them all in a real positive manner, a real work ethic amongst ourselves, and ultimately see where it takes us. So yeah, the lads are enjoying what they're doing, and that's a big part of your management credentials that you need to get the best out of your players with.
What are the ambitions between now and the 13th of those games? Is it just about continuing to improve and continuing to perform well?
Basically, pretty simple, really. Win as many games as possible, and that's where we'll see where it takes us. I think you get to this stage of the season where it's all about results rather than performances. If you can put the two together, which we've had recently with the Brentford game and the Birmingham game, that's even better. So Saturday's game was a bit below par and we didn't get the results, so that was frustrating. But if you can win football matches from now to the end of the season, then it certainly will help you move further forward as a football club.
It's kind of broad brushstrokes, but can winning at home and not losing away be a real formula for success in football?
Well, I think if it gives you 4 points out of two games, it's promotion form that normally people go off them sort of figures. So if we can do that, it'll be a good sign for us. We've done well recently at home. Obviously, we had a tough game on Saturday against QPR. We've had two hard-fought away draws, so we're progressing the right manner. And ultimately, if you look back, I think it's 4 defeats in 25, which is obviously very encouraging. The only slight disappointment is that if you really wanted to sustain a real, real good push for the playoffs, I think we've just been short a couple of times over the last few months where we've not gone like a few teams have gone and got 4, 5, 6 wins on the bounce, which can really catapult you up the division. We'd get to maybe a couple of wins and then we'd draw one, lose one and then go on another one, but we just don't seem to be able to, for whatever reason. It's a championship, which is a tough division, as we keep saying week in and week out, but we've not been able to go 4, 5, 6 games on the bounce with consistent wins. So something that we'll look to try and do, and obviously with 13 games to go, you've got to try and win as many as possible now.
Well, it needs one of those sort of epic runs to get yourselves into contention. I think it's 9 points to the playoff places. It's still conceivable, I guess.
Well, it is. Ultimately, you've got to win 3 games more than the team that are in 6th place at this moment in time, but it's something that is achievable. And you never give up that opportunity. You still look at the games at this moment in time. Everybody will be playing each other, and there's some strange results. Ultimately, the teams down the bottom are fighting for their lives, who will get results against teams in around us. So we've got plenty of fixtures when you look from now to the end of the season of teams who are in around us for them playoff positions. You look at the games you've got Newcastle, you've got Leeds, you've got Huddersfield, you've got Fulham, you've got Reading, you've got Norwich. So there's a lot of teams in around us that we need to be that we can pick up points against. Derby's another one.
We talked towards the end of last season about kind of going under the radar and getting in that top half of the table and maybe punching above weight, and things were thrown around by people outside of your group. Are people kind of recognising what you're doing a bit more this season? Is it less of a surprise to people to see you up there?
I think people who are still under the radar to a certain degree, because everybody's still talking about all the big teams, what they're going to do and what sort of runs they can go on to get into the playoffs. So that just comes with the territory of some so-called bigger teams in this division than us and the money that they've spent. But I think teams are certainly aware of us. I think that's been a case with some of the results that we've had over the last few weeks, where Wigan last week, for example, they worked extremely hard to stop our key players affecting the game, and you have to be aware of that. The better and the more success that you have as a team, as individuals, you come into the focus and people will want to do to stop you from hurting them. And that's what we look at times. It's a two-way thing, that opposition do it to us, but we do it to the opposition. Key players, you think, right, we need to stop them from playing and that'll stop the team from doing. We're having that on us at this moment in time.
QPR next. What have you made of them since Ian Holloway took over in particular?
Well, obviously, you know what Ollie's like. His bubbly character is positive about what he's going to do. I think he got off to an average start, but obviously they've had two great results in the last two games, winning at Birmingham convincingly like they did, and then a different type of dogged game against Wigan on Tuesday night, which obviously bodes well for the future for them. They were fighting to get out them the bottom reaches of the division, which obviously they're reaching away from all the time, and they've spent a bit of money, and he's turned around the squad with different players coming in, got a bit of pace and mobility in the team. And he'll be looking forward to this fixture to try and keep them moving in the right direction.
Does it speak volumes about what you were saying about the Championship and big clubs and big names in there, that where QPR have been very recently and the finances and stuff like that, that they are having to try and climb away from those bottom places?
Well, it does. It just shows you how well we're doing, and the money that these teams below us have spent on individuals, but collectively as the budgets for the wages, it just shows you that we've done really well. But it's not all related to money. It's about what players you've got and the fight, the quality, the spirit that they all have, and all ingredients can help you along the way. So money can get you so far, but it doesn't guarantee you success. And I think we've probably proven that.